This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How are you? It's day whatever it is of Richmond Training Camp Debt Day.
Hello, Grand Dave. How are you on free agency day?
It's still funny that that happened.
Yeah.
Not that even that he called you Dave, but the opening greeting of him just being so pleasant
and kind.
There's
so much that happened.
There's just a lot to unpack there.
Our Bruce Allen history is a huge, it's the stitching of the shirt that is the show.
It is.
Bruce, the
we've got an amazing history with Goose.
How many funny beats? A, there's the Grant and Dave where this just came together out of the middle of nowhere.
He was shot out of a cannon, a million miles an hour. We've never been greeted more favorably or warmly by a guest of this show who clearly didn't actually care about us or the show because he said your name wrong.
How about you at the Super Bowl bird dogging that son of a gun like a hound just waiting for a duck to fall, chasing him all over the building, huffing and puffing out of breath as he sprinted away from you to basically go to some back exit that he could exit. That saga, by the way, took up an hour the following day.
That's
on the
right.
Show. It was amazing.
There have been two great Super Bowl Bruce chases. Slow speed chases like the White Bronco.
Now this time, the most recent one this past year, you cornered him like a wounded animal.
He looked like the red fox on my back deck the other night when the lights came on. When I walked outside to throw some trash into a can, and the fox just went to the corner, and I thought this is a weird standoff. And he was just in the corner, and he's going, I got to leave here sometime. But I'm not walking past you to do it.
So he pretended that he had to go and was left to exit to a place there was no exit.
Right.
It wasn't even like a place you could just duck under a rope or hop over something. He was fenced in.
Do you think he thought about jumping the fence?
Yes. I think he eyeballed it. Like he was at like a chase, like through one of those LA movies where you go like through the aqueducts and like through people's yards and over back fences. I think he eyeballed it and thought about it. And then just sort of meandered and realized that he had to come right back past you. Amazing.
It's a good time. It is a good time to be Goose Allen. Back at the controls, leading the Washington Redskins forward. Kyle Shanahan had comments about Dan and Bruce empowering Robert Griffin, though we'll get into with Kent Babb when he joins the show at 1:18. Here is your formal John Wall announcement. Wall today at 1 on the dot.
Wall at 1.
Top of the hour, 23 minutes from now. One of the biggest stars in D.C. sports right here on Grant and Danny. By the way, we will have had Kirk Cousins, John Wall, and Bryce Harper on the show in the last, 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Think about that.
It's pretty good.
Cousins, Wall, Harper in the last 3 weeks.
Pretty good.
Just a normal summer, I guess.
If you like those sorts of things.
If you're into that. If you're into that and fantasy books on the beach, you're Danny Ruye.
Yeah.
What I would tell you.
Pretty much.
Well, hey, can we get Alex Ovechkin on the show, please? That would be the trifecta. Or that would be three
quadfecta?
Is a trifecta.
Is quadfecta a thing?
That would be the Mount Rushmore. So it's Cousins for the Redskins, it's Wall for the Wizards, it's Harper for the Nats, and we have Scherzer on every week. But then if we got Ovechkin on, that's the summer of all dreams. How do we pull that off, Thommy? He does English-speaking interviews, right?
Yeah, but we would have to get a calling card and call Russia right now.
You think he's in Russia?
Well, his Instagram makes it look like he is.
Really? He just got married. I'm assuming that wedding was in Russia.
I would assume so, yeah.
One would assume, yeah.
We'll get a calling card and do the
interview.
We got
to find
the
number for whatever yacht that he's on. It's not a boat, it's a yacht.
We got to complete, before the end of the summer, what is that, August 21st? The D.C. 4-for-4. That's the D.C. Grand Slam. That's like, you got to win the four majors. That's our Grand Slam. You got to get all four on. We will have done it successfully in one summer.
That's pretty dope.
If we can get Ovechkin. We'll start working on that. All right, let's get into Doxson and Pryor versus Garcon and Jackson.
Will they replicate the production of the two dependables that are gone? Now, granted, you would have had to overpay. Maybe it's a relative term, but you pay a premium for two guys that earn free agency that are both in demand, whose skill sets fit the new offenses that they're going to, Tampa Bay and San Francisco, respectively. Will this new group, unproven, a guy on a one-year deal coming from Cleveland, a terrible offense, and a dude that slipped on a banana peel in March last year and never got right in Josh Doxson, be able to replicate the production of those two guys that were dependable that the Redskins front office said, you know what? We've got to find a cheaper solution here. We've got to find a way to develop our own. We drafted a replacement last year. It's time for the young man to step up, et cetera, and so forth. Do you think they matched the production of last season? Just for point of reference, you're talking about basically 130 receptions, 2,000 yards, and 7 touchdowns. Give or take. I mean, there's some variance in there. But 16 games for Garcon, 15 for DeSean Jackson.
Wait, how many catches did you say?
I said 130.
Right.
And 2,000 yards and 7 touchdowns.
Okay. So 135.
So it was 79 and 56. So it's 130, whatever that is.
So basically, they need to both average 70 for 1,000 and 3.5 to get to those numbers.
Do we get a total of 2,046 yards and 7 touchdowns with 131 receptions? That was the production from last year.
I think they can match the numbers. I don't think they can match the playmaking ability, if that makes any sense. So here is what I'll say. If you told me right now that they will combine for 134 grabs, 2,050 yards, and 8 touchdowns, I wouldn't be shocked. But what I think you'll miss this year that those guys can't provide is the everything's going wrong around the offense and DeSean Jackson strikes up the band from 72 yards out and gets you going. I don't think Terrell Pryor is going to be able to do that more than once or twice this season. Jackson could have done it 6 or 7 times. I don't think Josh Doctson's going to be able to do that.
Think of those DeSean Jackson plays, Jeeps, as you touched on. Sometimes it's not a touchdown. Sometimes it's the offense can't go anywhere. It happened against Baltimore. Sometimes it's a pass interference call.
So many PIs early last year that didn't go as catches. So that's my point. That's not part of the 135 and 2K, but the 56-yard PI that got you halfway to the end zone from your own 5-yard line, big deal. Think about the blowout loss in Carolina when they were tied at 14. Had nothing going. Quick strike, touchdown pass, down 14-0. Now it's 14-7. Next thing you know, you return a kick, it's 14-14 before you got blown out in that game. Giants touchdown at home at FedEx during the winning streak to make the playoffs a couple seasons back. Has that big 70-yard catch on that bootleg, well-protected play. Last year, Thanksgiving at Dallas. Offense sputtering, gets behind everyone, catches a touchdown, you're right back in the game. Those types of plays. Remember that ridiculous catch he made adjusting his body to the ball that was
against
an impossible catch against Philly?
That was absurd. One man alive does that.
Not a great offensive game. Not an awesome passing game. That catch maybe saves the day. You're going to lack that. But in terms of numbers, I think people are absolutely fooling themselves if they don't think these guys can go catch 130 balls.
135, 2,046 yards, and 7 touchdowns receiving combined between the two guys. So here's what I think. I think the number of receptions will be higher. I think the touchdowns will be higher. Yardage, I think, is going to be about the same. Because I'm more bearish on Doctson than you are. I've got Pryor, I think, exceeding what Garcon did. Okay, I think he does better than Pierre Garcon. I think he's more dynamic. I think more red zone targets. I just think there's more to him. I'm excited about him. So
If Pryor gives you what you're looking at and he catches like 80 balls for 1,200 or something like that, all of a sudden, you don't need a massive season from Josh Doctson to get to those numbers.
So what it would mean, for the sake of argument, just going with what you said, so 80 catches, 1,200
yards. Let's say it's 87, mid-80s catches for 1,200 yards. Now all of a sudden, you need like 50 catches for 800 yards. I mean, that basically a Pierre Garcon kind of year.
Right. So then you go, if it's 85 catches for 1,200 yards and, say, 6 touchdowns for Pryor, that's not crazy. Yards may be a little bit high, but that's not an outrageous total.
He went for 70 and 1,000 last year.
Right? So let's say 85, 1,206. That leaves 55 catches, 800 yards, and 1 touchdown for Doctson.
See, that's a big yards per catch average for him, I think. You know, Pierre Garcon would routinely go for 700, 800 yards, but normally on 75, 80 catches.
And so that's why I don't think they match the yards. I think the touchdowns, they'll supersede. Number of catches, I think they'll supersede as well, simply because I think Pryor's going to catch a lot.
Agreed, because you're missing Jackson's YPC. The yards per catch with him being gone mean you probably don't get to the yards, but I think they can get the catches and touchdowns as well. I'm going to say no, they do not equal the production.
I will say no simply because they'll fall short in one of the categories.
However, I think people are absolutely underestimating these two and their potential to replace those guys. Let's take calls on this next. How do you feel?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.